So the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Tes Amud Beis, going on to Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, explains the whole story with Ben Peles, the great follower of Korach, and how he was saved by his wife, by a good shidduch, and how he was saved, and he didn't fall into be able to go into Korach's plan. So I thought maybe we'll do a little bit about having a good wife, and specifically, someone came to Rav Zurbuson to ask him the following question. He said, "We always talked about the Koch Tefillah and everything. We know from the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet that Ezra and his Beis Din, they were Mesakin in Shmona Esrei, that there are specific brachas for everything that Klai Yisrael whatever need for all time. They are Mesakin the brachas. This is the Lashon of the Rambam. The Lashon of the Rambam is the Kevin Shara Ezra Beis Dinu Kach Amdu V'Tiknu Lahem Shmona Esrei Brachas Al Aseder." Ezra and the Beis Din saw that Klai Yisrael needed something at a very specific tefillah for Shimon Ezra, and they were Mesader, the first three brachas for Shevach, the middle brachas, the last three brachas for Hodah, and the middle brachas for all things that a Jew would ever need. So now a guy comes to Zurbuson, a bachar came over to him after Zurbuson said this whole Rambam, how the Ezra and the Beis Din were Mesakin all the tefillahs in Shimon Ezra that a person would ever need, and said, "I have to be honest with you, where in Shimon Ezra did the Anches Knesset Gnora, where Ezra and the Beis Din were misaking the bakasha of finding a zivig, of finding one's besher? Where do I find that?" Obviously, before we even look into the words of Shmon Esrei, we know in Shema Kolenu and Lekayin Etzor, we know that all the posts can bring down that a person's able to daven whatever he wants for in there. So a person's able to daven for whatever he needs and whatever he comes to in life, able to daven there in Shmon Esrei. But here, the specific bachar is asking, where did the Anshei Knesset Gedola Merames, where did they hint in Shmon Esrei to be able to, maybe for us to have in mind, for people who are still looking for the Beshert, where should they have in mind? So the Rav Zilberstein gives four places in Shmon Esrei, four places where a person could have in mind. He says the first bracha, he starts really at the end, goes a little out of order. He says the bracha in Sim Shalom, we know the Gemara in Yivam tells us on Daf Samach Amud Beis, Kol Adam She'en Lo Isha Shari Below Simcha Below Bracha Below Tova. Right, we know the Gemara says someone who lives without a wife, lives without simcha, lives without bracha, lives without goodness. Comes Rava Bar Ula Amar, someone who lives without a wife, Amar below shalom, he lives without shalom. So now the whole bracha is about shalom, right? We see the whole bracha is about sim shalom. A person can maybe have in mind that Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless and able to find his bashir. Then Rav Zurbuson goes on and explains that Amnam Yishal Hayar Azah She'en Lavakish Bakashish Lo B'Shalash Rishonos V'Lo B'Shalash Achronos. We know that a person is not supposed to be able to daven for things in the first three brachas or in the last three brachas, because those are the first three are for certain, as the Rambam explained, the first three are for glorifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Shevach and everything, right? Shalash Shevach Lashem, and the last three for Odah. So you're not really supposed to ask for anything. However, he says an amazing thing. He says that don't think that you can't, when you say the word shalom, that you can't have in mind in specific things within that word. You're not allowed to ask for things, but you can still have in mind. Dvarm shakavu anshes genodola, anshes kinesla gedola, mutr l'chavin gam dvarm pratim. You could still have in mind that even though shalom is talking about shalom over the entire world, you could still have in mind shalom to be able to find your beshert. And what's his raya? His raya is from the chida. The chida explains that in the weekdays, we ask for refuah. We ask for refuah on the weekdays. And Shabbos, we don't have any brachas of the middle Shmon Esrei. But it's mutter, the Chida explains. We know when we say Varofei Cholim in the second bracha on Shmon Esrei, it's mutter for a person to have in mind certain cholim on Shabbos. So the first place he says is Sim Shalom. The second place he says, and now this is the next three is going to really go in the Bakasha section. He says the Gemara says in Yevamos over there in the Bemarava, someone lives without a wife, lives without Torah. V'imken yochol gam chaven alaziga bebirchas hashivinu alvinu l'sorasecha. The Gemara in Yevamos says someone lives without a wife, lives without Torah. And what is the bracha hashivinu alvinu l'sorasecha? A person we ask for Kadosh Baruch Hu that he should return to his Torah. The Torah, we know that someone lives without a wife, lives without Torah. So that could be the first place a person could have in mind. To find his Beshert. The third place, he says, the Gemara would be the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. We know the Gemara in Bava Metzia explains that Nun Tesam and Aleph Lo Olam Yehi Adam Zar Bechvod Ishto. A person should be very careful in the honor of his wife. Why? She'ein bracha mitzuyah b'tzoch b'isal she'adam ela b'shil ishto. We know that all the brachas for Parnasa and all the brachas in Sheva comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, only comes in schus of the wife, as the pasuk says. She'nemar Ula Avram Heitiv Ba'avura. So we see a very, very specific thing, that Dafka, that the bracha baruch aleinu, you know, we think we just daven for parnasa, but we know, but the whole inyan of parnasa only comes from finding good wife. So maybe we can even have in mind that by baruch aleinu that we're asking for parnasa, but we're also asking for b'sher. And then he brings down a raya for this, and then Tziv brings down emek dover in Breishis Chavdalet. Pasuk Samav Gimel. The pasuk says by Yitzchak when he was going to daven to find the rift. Vayetsa Yitzchak lasuach pasada. Chazal explained that lasuach is a lashon tefila. Gemara and brachas. Vahatfila azal parnasa shebechlal zehu asagas isha shehiat sarchei adam. Right. What's parnasa? Parnasa is a person's needs, and a part of a person's need is having a wife, having someone to be able to spend his life with, to be able to have children with him, able to build a bayis with. So that's the third place, the bracha baruch aleinu. The fourth and final place, which I think is one of the very unique things, he says in the bracha re'enava aninu, right? The bracha right after slach lanu, the bracha re'enava aninu. How does he say by the bracha re'enava aninu? He says, he quotes from the Rebbe of Dinov, the son of the Bnei Yisachar, of David of Dinov, Zuchus Yogen Aleinu, who explains, we know we say by re'enava aninu, right? We say a Kodesh Baruch Hu that he should see with his eyes. And he says it's a remez, maybe to the Haggadah, where we say Vayar es anyenu, right? That a Kodesh Baruch Hu saw our pain. What do we say in the Haggadah? What is the Baal Haggadah Darshan? Zu precious derech eretz. They try to separate us and try to disrupt our family life. So part of family life is having a wife. So a person can have in mind by specifically the words Reina Vanyenu, he could have in mind. At the end of the day, Rav Zilberstein says Yeshal Hosif Lama, but Emes Anshe Kenis Gedol Lo Bakshem Mefurash Al Zivu. Why didn't the specific client on Anshe Gedola just give us a specific place to be able to daven for a zivug? The Yeshlomer, those explain Anshe Knesset Gedola Amru BePerush Rak Hadram SheTzrichem LeChlal. The Anshe Knesset Gedola only give us something for the klal. Of a zivug, but a zivug SheAdam SheNasa Isha, an individual should find his wife. VeShoyimo BeTova Lo Yargish Shaychus Tefila Zu. VeChein Tefila Kegon Zu Amru Rak Beremes. Everything is just a hint, because all the tefilas that the Anshe Knesset Gedola put in those middle brachas only referring to the klal. Obviously, the klal needs, every single person needs a bashir, but he says specifically those brachas are only for the klal. So to be able to wrap up, so the first bracha says by bracha Sim Shalom, because Shalom, the Gemara says in Yavama, someone lives without Shalom someone lives without a wife, lives without Shalom. Second place, and the bracha is bracha Hashivenu Avinu Sarasecha. That the Torah, sorry, the Gemara says there, someone lives without a wife, lives without Torah. The bracha, the third place, bracha Leinu. We know the Gemara Bava Metzia says all bracha and all pronouncement comes from a person. Come from a person's wife. So when a person is thinking for his needs, for his monetary needs, so he comes from his wife. And the fourth and final place from the Rebbe of Dinov, Reinov, Aninu, Zu preaches Derech Eretz, a family life. And Hashem Yisbarach, we should be zocher that all our tefillah should be miskabel. But specifically, we have in mind by in these four places of Bracha Sim Shalom, Bracha Hashivina Avinu L'Sorosecha, Baruch Aleinu, and Reinov and Vatnein Reinov, and to be able to go by the Chida. The Chida said that we Merame is to have in mind within these words. Be able to have in mind, and obviously to have in mind the Shema Kolenu Lekayin Tzor, and Bezer Hashem, all our tefillah should be miskalah, Bezer Hashem Yisbarach. Shkoyach.